琉球エンドプライムダルマトーク Since you were little, you must have had the pain in your heart. If I may say such a things. If you're my friend, you must have had the pain in your heart. What was this pain?This pain might be that you're feeling that you're not enough as child of your parent. Or you must have a feeling of the loneliness that no one understands your loneliness or your pain or your care for others.If you are spiritually strong, you might have been carried this since the youth. To carry the pain in the heart is not because your weakness. Actually, it isThe strength of your spirituality. It's not because you're weak or it's because you are not enough quality or something. It's because you are receiving, you were or you, and you are receivingThe pain of all being in the universe is the pain of others are reflecting to your heart. You might have no idea how to deal with this. You might have been struggling with this pain. You mightHave been suffering because of the pain, because this pain in your heart might bring you down to spend a daily life as other people. It's which seems thatthey have no problem and enjoy the life from the point, your point of view. But actually, deep inside of our human being's heart, this pain exists universally. As long asThe people who suffers exist, it will reflect automatically into the heart of all other people in the heart, subconsciously. And who has enoughsensitivity, or who is close to, or who is open to their own subconsciousness, they feel the pain, they realize the pain in heart. And because children are more open to their own subconsciousnessThey are more feeling the pain in heart, which a lot of adult lost this sensitivity to feel the pain of others. The pain that you feel in your heart is yes, one is that the trauma you received from other adult because of not enough to be understood. Yes, we human beings feel that we be loved when we were understood, when we feel that we are understood empathically. But if not, we get hurt. You might be feeling that this, or you might be thinking that this pain of the heart is only your own trauma, but it is not. Because the reason why you have to experience such a sadness in your life since childhood, it is a arrangement by the great spirit of the universe. Why? Because only through the pain of the heart you'll be able to empathize pain of other people. If you don't feel, or if you are not experiencing such sadness in life, you are not really be able to empathize and understand other people's pain. All of us are arranged in this way because we human beings have a mission to love and care others. Mission means that we are born to live in that way. But many adults, many people, when they become adults, they forget the mission of their life, why they are born. And they just will be busy to struggle to survive, to fulfill their ego or fear, overcome their fear. But they will never be able to overcome the fear unless they will live their life to fulfill the mission of the life. The reason why we are meant to be carry such a pain is because the great spirit painfully want you to receive the great love, and the great warmth of the great love and happiness of the great love and enlightened sensation, body sensation of the great love. And the great love of the great spirit of the universe is where you will go back after you leave this body. And to open the gate of the great love is you need to live your mission of the life. Accept the pain of others and unify it and understand empathically pain of others and to heal all others' pain. Based on realization this mission of the life and to live for and chant and transform the great love to all being in the universe and your energy source to do this is the pain in your heart. So use your pain to empathize others. Use your pain to create your life, your happiness, and open the gate of the great love. It's a treasure for all of us. Thank you.